This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Taylor Clark with local news and commentary for Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. There is a lot of COVID-related news in Jefferson County today. 6 new cases were added over this weekend, bringing the total number to 518. 31 cases are now in isolation, with 4 test results pending. After just a few in-person meetings, the Jefferson County Board of Commissioners has moved back to a virtual format, starting yesterday and continuing with a special session tomorrow. At yesterday's meeting, Public Health Officer Dr. Allison Berry told commissioners that the first case of the COVID Delta variant had reached Jefferson, which she describes as profoundly contagious with high viral loads. Jefferson County continues to see high numbers, with a case rate now of 147 per 100,000, the second highest recorded rate since the pandemic began. Berry said cases are, quote, being driven almost exclusively by unvaccinated folks who travel and bring the infection home, to work, or to their friends. There are no large-scale outbreaks in the county. She cautioned that the current vaccines are 97% effective, but are not bulletproof. What can you do? Wear a mask indoors, in places where you don't know the vaccination status of those around you, and if you are unvaccinated, do the rest of us a favor and stay home, in a room, by yourself. Jefferson Healthcare is resuming its drive-through testing program, and the nurse consult line is now opened. Jefferson Healthcare has relaunched the dedicated COVID-19 nurse consult line. Nurses will follow up with patients within 24 to 48 hours to triage symptoms and schedule testing at the Jefferson Healthcare drive-through testing station, open 7 days a week. Anyone who experiences severe respiratory symptoms should go to the emergency room. Those with mild respiratory symptoms and cold symptoms are encouraged first to call the nurse consult line at 360-344-3094. Triage through the nurse consult line avoids unnecessary wait times and minimizes the exposure to others. The consult line number can be found in the transcript of this newscast, published on the homepage at kptz.org. All patients, visitors, and employees to Jefferson Healthcare continue to be universally masked with hospital-issued masks, and everyone is temperature screened before entering the building. Sadly, there is still no word as to when the hospital cafeteria will reopen to the public. Jefferson County Department of Emergency Management will be offering a pop-up back-to-school Pfizer clinic at the Quilcene School District August 23rd. This is for both Quilcene and Brennan students. More information will be forthcoming on this clinic, as well as others being scheduled for late August and September. According to DEM Director Willie Bentz, the DEM has a supply of masks for businesses in need, along with hand sanitizers. And it's primary day. In past years, this story would lead the news report, but this isn't past years. While the COVID caution level at the courthouse has increased, the auditor's office is still accessible for those who have not yet voted. The best way is to vote by mail or at one of the 7 countywide drop boxes. If you are a registered voter and have not yet voted, the auditor's office will supply a ballot and a private place to vote. If you are not registered, the auditor's office will, again, fix you up. So there's no reason not to vote, like you have no reason to stay unvaccinated. The deadline is 8 p.m. tonight to mail, drop off, or submit your ballot in person. Port Townsend voters have only one race on the ballot, for the City Council Position 1 slot now occupied by Michelle Sandoval. 3 candidates, Libby Erner-Wenstrom, Tyler Miles Vega, and Sky Hardesty Thompson, will be narrowed down to 2 to face off in the November 2nd general election. And while anything can happen, we predict that Hardesty Thompson will be knocked out of the race. We base this on money spent, the number of signs, public chatter, and the fact that Hardesty Thompson did not bother to submit a statement to the official voter's guide. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you the local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. Today's news and commentary was written by Charlie Bermont. This is Taylor Clark. Thank you for listening.